This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Day, and I did mention ukuthi we're going to be speaking with e-kindness at MUT, and bona ke namhlanje sikhuluma nabo khona ke abasijoinayo in studio this morning bazosichaza bona ukuthi obana ngifuna ukukhuluma amagama kakhulu, but ke let me go to my brother here. But thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. Yeah, mhlawumbe ungasi-introduce nje, if ungazi-introduce igama lakho ukuthi ubani.
Oh, my name is Luyanda Nzuza, and I'm here with Undabe Zindle, UNCO wethu, and Sithanda Sethu. And I mean, a good deputy chairperson, and she's the chairperson
of e-kindness at MUT. Maybe, Zindle, let's come to you. Masikhuluma nge-kindness at MUT. What exactly are we speaking about? Iyini kindness at MUT?
Sanbonani babukeli abalaleli. So my name is Undabe Zindle Mrelase. I am the chairperson of Kindness at MUT. So Kindness at MUT focuses on the issues that my students face. Like school, and we know what he, my students face a lot of financial issues, food insecurity, accommodation, their mental health, and a lot of discrimination. So, Kindness at Campus mostly has a project. We have a food bank. We also have Dignify Her Up. We have a breast cancer awareness screenings, and we also have metric outreach and application support. So, a food bank is where we donate ukudla. For students, we know what we have students who are self-funded. We have students where they actually struggle. You know, where we know what along the way. So that is what Food Bank is about. And then we have Dignify Her, which also focuses on amantombazana wala esikoleni. We know what a lot of us struggle with our self-esteem. You know, we need people who remind us what we single vanity. So that is what Dignify is about. We also provide sanitary towels. We also have breast cancer awareness and screenings, where we will be doing raising awareness gay breast cancer. Ifana as well with metric outreach and applications where CCs are my students, learners, my metric with my applications wabo ngama varsity and colleges. So that's what Kindness at Campus is about.
Mm. You know, you are mentioning quite a lot of important things there, Zinhle. Maybe if I can ask, what inspired this whole start of this movement, yeah, Kindness at MUT? Yini enibonile as a problem? Because when you start something, you always identify a problem, and then basically yabona ukuthi okay, this is mhlambe la singangena khona thina. Maybe on campus, as ama students are like aya, as people abarana this I don't know, you can tell me, Kutin, is it a movement? Is it a, what is it actually? But as ama students, as ningama students nani, is there a problem that you guys saw on campus that ANZ Kutin is in Kinini Stata Kindness at MUT and Ikalenin actually?
Thank you very much for your question. So this is one of the branches. As you say, we have one at Nelson Mandela University. We have one at UniZulu. We have another one at UKZN. We have another one at AUFS. So we were approached by Om Party, was a Kindness at, Kindness at Campus. So what I liked about this initiative is how it focuses mainly on the struggles that our students really do face. We know, sometimes, to also focus on your studies, kunzima as well, yabo. So ukungabi nokudla, you have to think about indaba yokudla, you have to think about sanitary towels. You need to think about like a lot of things. We have student counseling like skoleni, but it focuses on the mental well-being of students, mm-hmm. not on the focal problems that students face. So that is one of the issues that we saw. Yes, iskolo has a lot of support in Nayo for us, but these are the real problems that students face. Mm. These are the so kind of said campus e letter ama solutions to, you know, a lot of those problems.
Yeah, and now I'm a student and ngiyafisa nami ukuba part of a kindness at MUT. Can I be part of a kindness at MUT? Isebenza kanjani? Siyahlangana nini masihlangana?
Yes, you can, because it's open to everyone.
Mm.
But there's something that was highlighted, because you can join MUT Kindness, but your personality says another thing, maybe your route.
Okay. You know?
So we're trying to avoid that, because we do like inspection. What's okay? Are you really kind? Well, are we going to provide for us? So that's why it's open to anyone. You know?
Mm.
Yes. Because wow. Now me get kind.
I really deserve this position.
Wow, no, definitely. Ubungekube deputy chair if you are not kind. Indeed. Singena kanjani, si joina kanjani if you want to join e-kindness at MUT. Noma, as you say, ukuthi nibanama screening somewhere, somehow. Please tell us more about leyo process leyo ukuthi siyenza kanjani. Noma mhlambe inamba ukuthi sixhumana kanjani nani. Something like that, or an email.
Okay, so we have a recruitment drive that we're planning next week, and we will be going around campus. Yabo, sicela ma students, ukuthi if ever you would like to join e-kindness at campus, you're more than welcome.
Mm.
It's for everyone. It's for each and every student. In fact, even gwa staff sala eskoleni. You know, if they would like to collaborate with us, they're more than welcome. So, banga contact na nati lava sola kona. We have an Instagram page, kindness at MUT. We also have ama number, at 083-237-0901. At 083-237-0901.
That's nice. Tell us more about the exciting event coming up on Friday. I hear that you guys have an exciting event on Fridays. Please do tell us more about that event. Sinzani, what is happening? What is the process of that particular day?
Oh, the event is on Friday.
Mm.
Yeah, the event is focused only for, no, not only, but it's focused for the cleaners, because when I remember, event focus on my cleaners.
Mm.
You know? And so we decided to know, let's just focus two cleaners, because we don't have maybe like funds like that. So so focus on the Namanta now. So yeah. We said nah, let's focus to cleaners, and Ilukunjan event to Ingo Friday 11, if you want to go. And we contact Amal Peer Educators for volunteerism, and peer helpers will also be there to help us. So it's just a special day for cleaners to feel welcomed.
So who is invited? Onke ama cleaners at MUT, or like who is invited on this event? Are you looking for ama students also who test the event? What will be happening there?
Okay, so abaphathi bakhona bayabaza abantu bakhona.
Okay.
So we have contacted the relevant people. We know the people that we want on the day. But the help and the assistance that we're asking is from students. Because after the event, we are going to help abo aunt and abo ankeli with machutis wabo labanga tana konwuti season akon. And we are also asking ama departments ala school and anyone ongagwazi ukuthi collaborate nathi, ongagwazi mhlawumbe ukufaka isandla, ama donations or anything on the day, because this is where it's a workers day, appreciation day for our abo aunt bethu nabo uncle bethu. They're doing quite a lot for us, but bekezelana nathi ngokuningi, you know, because some of us we have a bit of attitude, siyandlula la kungcole khona ku clean khona, you know. So we saw ukuthi man there's a lot la abo aunt abesenzela khona ba abazali kithi, you know, and akusukuningi la ba events, you would see them, you know. But ayiko into that ethi oh bo aunt bo uncle, we see you, we love you, we appreciate you. So that is what Workers Day on Friday is about.
Mr. Nzuzano, Ms. Mwelase, joining us on MUT Radio this morning to speak about a very, very important movement, Ebizonge Kindness at Campus. Ikona ke eyasimanga usuthu kindness at MUT. Esho ukuthi uzindli ukuthi khona nakumanye ama universities and nabo they are currently leading leya khona la imanga usuthu. Guys, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank
really
you very
wish
much.
You nothing but the best. Keep being kind, niqhubeke nokuba kind kwenu, and assist line nokwazi assista khona. What you are doing on campus ngempela is noticeable, and hopefully kuzoba nomvuzo futhi omuhle. Thank you so much for joining us on NUT Radio, and all the best, by the way, kula event ya ngo Friday.
This is a NUT Radio podcast.